Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Cam Stewart here with your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. Time to get on the grid, everybody. It is Football Friday, but there will be no Rodgers versus Mahomes this Sunday night. Kansas City star quarterback Patrick Mahomes ruled out of the Sunday nighter versus the Green Bay Packers. KC coach Andy Reid says Mahomes needs just a little more time before he can start again, but progress has been great. He suffered a knee injury in last Thursday's win over the Denver Broncos. Originally, the timetable was a 3 to 8 week timetable for a return, but Mahomes practice this week looked good in an attempt to play Sunday night, or he just can't go. Backup Matt Moore gets the call for KC against the 6-1 Green Bay Packers. KC starters Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Kendall Fuller, Andrew Wiley all out, but wide receiver Sammy Watkins, who's been sidelined since week four, will play for the Chiefs. Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan questionable and to play Sunday versus the Seattle Seahawks, according to head coach Dan Quinn. He suffered a sprained ankle in last Sunday's loss to the LA Rams, though he was able to return to practice today. Quinn added Ryan will be ruled inactive if he can't play week eight. Veteran Matt Schaub would start in Ryan's place, and Danny Etling would serve as a backup to Schaub. NBA news, Miami Heat superstar Jimmy Butler will miss his upcoming two-game road trip after the birth of his child, a daughter, the team announced today. Butler has a new daughter, and coach Eric Spoelstra says they're happy for him and the team happy for him. Butler ruled out earlier this week in the team season opening win versus the Memphis Grizzlies. The 30-year-old acquired by the Heat this past season as part of a four-team sign-in trade. Butler agreed to a four-year, $142 million max contract with Miami, which also contains a player option for 2022-23. Still with the Heat, Deion Waiters completed his team suspension. He'll sit out the next two as well. Must-win time for Houston Astros tonight. Houston heads to Washington, already down two games to none. World Series Game 3. Houston turns to Zach Greinke. He'll toe the rubber tonight in the Nationals counter with Anibal Sanchez, who has looked good. Astros now laying 145, opening line 135, total up from 7.5, now 8. First pitch 8:07 Eastern, first five innings bets, Houston minus 140, total 4.5. Cleveland Indians righty Carlos Carrasco, the winner of the Roberto Clemente Award this year, MLB announcing. Carrasco is the third Indians player to win the award, given to a player who best represents the game of baseball on and off the field. The 32-year-old diagnosed with leukemia during the 2019 season. Despite the illness, Carrasco does numerous humanitarian work, not just in South America, but throughout the world. Busy night in the NBA. We got a deuce at 2:07:05, Toronto and Boston. Celtics minus 3, 214. Minnesota is minus 5.5 at Charlotte. 226 is your total. 7:35 action. New York battle. Knicks at Brooklyn. Nets minus 8, 229 is the over-under. 3 at 8:05. We got Dallas at New Orleans. Pelicans minus 2, 228. Washington at OKC. The Thunder minus 8, 219.5. Chicago laying 2 at Memphis. Total 224. 9:05 action. Phoenix at Denver. The Nuggets minus 12, 220. 10:05, Portland, minus 1.5 at Sacramento, over under 227.5 in the late game. 10:35 Eastern, Utah at LA, Lakers, minus 3.5, 216.5. In the NHL, St. Louis Blues superstar Vladimir Tarasenko will miss the next two games with an upper body injury. He'll miss games versus Boston and Detroit before being reevaluated next week. He has 10 points in 10 games so far this season. The Pittsburgh Penguins trading blue liner Eric Gudbranson to Anaheim for forward Andreas Martinsson and a seventh-round pick in 2021 today. NHL board, we got an early game, 6:05 Eastern in Sin City. Chicago at Vegas, Golden Knights minus 170, total 6. A pair at 7:05, San Jose at Toronto, Leafs minus 180, total 6.5. Arizona is at New Jersey, the Devils laying a quarter, 5.5 is your total. A pair at 7:35, Islanders red hot, minus 125 at Ottawa, 6 is your total. Buffalo minus 125 at Detroit, a total of 6. Late action, Washington at Vancouver. Canucks minus 115, total 6. College football action tonight, Pac-12, 9 o'clock Eastern, USC. This line opened 13. Now USC down to 10.5 at Colorado, total 64.5. One game in the CFL, 8:30. Calgary minus 3 at Winnipeg. Over-under for that game is 48. PGA Golf, Zozo Championship in Japan. Round 2 delayed by crazy storms, even a typhoon warning. The tournament will now have to have a Monday finish. Tiger Woods and Gary Woodland share the lead at minus 6 after 18 holes. Hideki won back. European Tour, Portuguese Masters, England's Oliver Fisher has a one-shot lead. He leads at minus 12 after 36 holes of golf. I'm Cam Stewart, Gabe Morenci, downtown in the Manhattan studio. We'll talk to Babano and break down the NFL, World Series, and the rest of the sports betting board tonight. It's Football Friday. Stay tuned. Hour one of Red Heat and Rage Radio on Sports Grid is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage has begun. Let's rage. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down. Studio 34 in Midtown of Manhattan on this Friday evening. Pretty busy Friday night, actually. We got a little bit of something for everybody. Early NHL, as Cam just alluded to. Full slate of NBA basketball, including the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets opened up as 9-point favorites. I thought the number was high. It's been bet down to 8. I still think it's a little high. Nevertheless, it's a big rivalry, especially now that the Brooklyn Nets think that they're the cool kids on the block. And you know the New York Knicks have something to say about that. You know that Marcus Morris isn't down with not being the cool kid on the block. It should be a fun basketball game. I know some of the crew in the pit will be going to the game. I'd like to go. We got tickets, actually, $50 each. The Brooklyn Nets called one of the guys in the pits, a season ticket holder, and they said, listen, we got an offer for you. You want to get an extra 7 tickets tonight, $50 a ticket. He was actually able to round up 7 guys to go to the basketball game, but some of us have to work for a living, Cam.
Yeah, good one. It should be fun. $50. Is Yang going on his scooter, Gabe, or is he working with us?
No, Yang. Yang's working hard in the pit right now.
yeah,
in game live behind, tonight buddy. Too, buddy.
And I got Amanda, man the ship over here, buddy.
Yeah, Yang's a Nick guy. He's not down with Brooklyn Nets, man. Yeah.
I go to watch them lose, though.
yeah. No, I told you. Me and Yang, we're gonna go to a Ranger game, and you know what though. And I do, you know me, I hate missing shows. And we really didn't miss shows this week. We did them. We were on the road. Yeah. I hate missing shows, but my boy Paul Bovey isn't in New York very often. And Paul's in town. He's going to join me in studio tonight with us on In-Game Live, Cam, which should be pretty cool.
Nice.
He's going to be coming to the book this weekend for the weekend edition, In-Game Live Sunday and all that other stuff. But Monday, we'll get him in here. We're going to do game time decisions. But the New York Knicks are playing the Chicago Bulls on Monday night. Unfortunately, it's not Patrick Ewing versus Michael Jordan.
Cheap ticket, though. Cheap ticket.
Cam, there's no such thing as a cheap ticket
no
in New
such
York.
Thing. No.
How much do you, like, how much, what, you think is the Knicks or whatever? Like,
Bulls versus Knicks? Yeah. What, give me a section. Give me a section. I'll play this game. What, nosebleed,
listen, we know
or good?
The only thing Cam's willing to pay for, as we know, is food.
A bucket of chicken.
Is food, yes. And even then, you know, he's willing to pay for fast food. Is me and Cam, of course, there's a famous story. We were in Vegas with a bunch of fans and stuff. It was the old days. You know, a bunch of listeners and, you know, even their families were there. It was like a real, like, family get-together. And we're on, like, a big bender, and it's, like, Saturday night. We've been there for a couple of days already, and you're like, all right, guys, you know, let's get a real meal tonight, and we're going to go to this nice steakhouse. And right away, me and Cam are like, whoa, 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 hey. And they're like, don't worry, it's only going to be about, you know, it'll be less than $100 a person.
$100.
Both me and Cam are like, you got to be insane. I'm like, I'm not going to some steakhouse for $100. And the best line was this dude's father dropped. He's like, I just saw you guys bet thousands of dollars on dog racing. And we're like, yeah, your point is?
Yeah,
and your point is?
Money for the steak.
Yeah.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, I'm Morenci, Midtown Manhattan. We're throwing it down to Studio 34. We'll be back at the book. Saturday afternoon for some college football, LSU and Auburn, the big game at 3:30 when we'll be live. Of course, Michigan play Notre Dame tomorrow night and Ohio State and Wisconsin. We got a little college football tonight. We've got the World Series, NHL hockey, NBA basketball is back. There's a UFC card at like 5 or 6 in the morning or something like that from Singapore. We got a hell of a lot going on, Cam. A lot of stuff to get to. Tonight. But we do have the World Series this evening. And the Houston Astros remain favorites in this game tonight. And, you know, I'm going to be taking the Astros tonight, Cam. If they lose tonight, the series is over. And you know, if the Houston Astros win tonight, then, you know, the series, you know, they're still behind the eight ball. But you know, I'm not buying all this momentum stuff. If Houston has a big first inning, then suddenly they have momentum, and everything changes. I'm actually pretty comfortable with Zach Greinke, but Jimmy Kimmel actually asked New Yorkers, Cam, his thoughts on the Houston Astros and their thoughts on the Astros in the World Series. So it's pretty funny stuff. We got the audio here of it, Yang, if you can.
What is your name, ma'am?
Donna.
Where are you from, Donna?
Brooklyn.
Wonderful. Donna from Brooklyn, would you like to wish the Astros good luck in the World Series?
Absolutely not.
Anything you want to say to them?
I do. I want to say, Altuve, that was a nice shot, but next time we're going to throw at your head.
Yeah. Would you like to congratulate the Houston Astros on going to the World Series?
The Astros.
The Houston Astros, New York Yankees all day. I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Yankee.
I want to tell that little Altuve to come by my construction site and we'll throw him a beating.
You like to say the Houston Astros?
Look right now. The Houston Astros.
You want to congratulate the Astros on going to the World Series?
Hell no. The Astros. Astros. And Altuve, a little tattoo looking bastard. I hate him. Go Yankees.
Anything you'd like to say to the Astros?
Yeah, them, they suck.
Come to my construction site. Yeah, don't.
I like the other guy. I hate Altuve, that tattoo looking bastard.
That was awesome. I love New York.
The first lady, Donna, is great. Next time, we're going to hit him in the F and N.
I know.
That had to be set up, bro. There's no way. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
it sounded good, though.
Yeah. Up, like, I'm thinking it's like, really? Like, you know, does everyone want to beat up Altuve that badly? But that's some good stuff there. But so Greinke versus Anibal Sanchez. Yet I heard Joe Buck say the other night, Anibal. It's not, so we're saying Anibal like white guys. It's really Anibal. Anibal.
I'm still going to call Anibal. Anibal.
It's Anibal. You know what I mean? Like Anibal. It's not Anibal Sanchez.
Anibal. It sounds, I'm going to call him what I'm going
to call him. You've called him a gas can in the past. So no, why don't you reverse it?
That's Gio Gonzalez.
You've taken shots at him, too. I want you to take your powers, though, and reverse it and say he's good so he'll suck tonight, Cam. Okay, you're pretty powerful for this. Like, can't you, like, something bad happen tonight for the Nationals? What do you have for us?
How come it doesn't work for me in horse racing, though? that horse is...
Your jockey falls off the horse for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the powers are strong. But the thing about Sanchez is, Gabe, he's one of those guys, he can really be, it's very simple. He's a soft tosser. He's kind of an old school pitcher, right? He nibbles. And he's not going to overwhelm you with any type of heat. But I think that's actually advantage to Washington in that game, because they got a lot of free swingers on the team, guys who want to hit the deep ball. He could really frustrate these guys picking corners. And you know what? I'm not necessarily running to the window to bet Zach Greinke and Houston. I don't know what this is. It's kind of like Freaky Friday, Gabe, but I think the Nationals at +130 have a chance in this game. I haven't bet it yet, but the more I think about it, I might even just keep on betting on the Nationals till the Astros win a game. I think Greinke was good, though, the last start, and it's interesting. The two big starters for Houston are struggling, and people rip on Greinke. Well, he could be the savior to their season.
That's what I'm saying.
If they win this game, you know, I know exactly what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense. Because he doesn't get the press that Cole and Verlander get, but he can earn his stripes right now. He was at times this year really, really bad, and now this one win against Washington, every bad memory from this year when he pitched poorly will be put to rest, and the Astros will get confidence and probably come back and win. I think this game is a must-win game for Washington, actually, to go up 3-0 to bury these guys. At 2-1, they're going to start to get nervous, and the Astros are coming back. That's huge for both teams. Going to be a great one tonight, Gabe. I might take Washington, though. I just think they're on a heater right now. But you're right about momentum. Things change pretty quick. We'll see how Greinke does in the first couple innings.
You know, all the talk about Zach Greinke, though. Greinke, he gave up 1 run, 3 hits, and 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts over 4 1/3 in Houston's 8-3 victory over the New York Yankees in Game 4 of the championship series, when everybody was talking about, like, how it was going to be, this is the easier game against Zach Greinke. I mean, Cam, he was 8-1 and 10 regular season starts with the Houston Astros.
Oh, I know.
Like, there seems to be there's some sort of perception that Greinke got lit up or something. He had 2 bad games with the Houston Astros in 10 starts, and they were both actually against Tampa at the time. Interesting here, Greinke is a career .225 batter. He's a career .225 hitter. And he's hit 227 in 22 playoff at-bats. Pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, you know, it is. Greinke can hit. People don't realize
3 home runs, Cam.
Yeah, no, he's got power. No, I remember, man.
He's got three home runs this year.
Yeah. Oh, I know. The guy could, like, that's the thing about Greinke. Like, he actually has, like, for a little guy, he's got good power. He can hit for a pitcher.
I can't believe that. If you had told me, he's got 3 home runs, Cam, and 8 extra-base hits this year.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's fantastic.
He can hit.
Yeah, can hit. He's one of those guys. It's interesting. A very, very good athlete. Just the looks fool you, because you look at him and you think he's a kid, right, Gabe? It's kind of like he doesn't have that imposing presence like other guys out there. But you know what? He does his job. And Sanchez, conversely, too. Take a look. He's got a 2.57 ERA in the playoffs. Highest K rate of his career. He's pitching his ass off, too. So it's kind of funny. We talk about Cole and Verlander and Scherzer or whatever, but these two guys are very, very underrated.
This is probably the under, ironically enough. All those low totals, 7 and 6.5. Yes. This is 8.
Yes, yes.
And you're exactly right. Yes. Listen to this. Yes. With Sanchez. That's Sanchez is actually pitched 56 innings of playoff baseball in his career. It's a hell of a lot.
Yes.
We forget he's a World Series champion with San Francisco. Yes. He's won before.
I know.
And get this, in the World Series, he started one game in the World Series. Dude, he struck out eight batters. He gave up two runs. He lost 2-0, but he struck out eight, and he won seven innings. And how about this? In 56 career postseason innings, Sanchez got a 2.57 earned run average, a 1.05 whip in 56 innings. He's got 60 strikeouts. Very impressive. Big game. That's big game stuff right there. And it's funny, like you said, nobody talks about it. People are all about the flashy arms, but I think Greinke and Sanchez might be the ones to put on a pitcher's duel tonight.
When are we going to learn, Gabe? These numbers came out. What did we talk about? Oh, everyone's talking under. Look at these pitchers. 4-0. It's 2-2 at the end of the first inning. The first five innings already goes over. These are with the best pitchers, right? Vegas, New Jersey, making a killing. Unders. Oh, there can't be runs with these guys there. The opposite happens. The Nationals score 10 damn runs. You know what I mean? They're getting to these aces. And you said it, I say it. This is the night when everyone's thinking, oh, these guys are going to get hit. I'm betting the under tonight. It's gone from 7.5 to 8, exactly. And we're going to do the opposite of what's supposed to happen, right? Look at the Monday night football game. Same thing, right? It's like, you know the way the world works, man. It just feels like if something's on one side, you almost want to do the complete opposite to make money. And I'm going to take my swing with the under tonight, Gabe. I think it's going to be a great game. I might take the Nationals, but I think we're on to something with the under. Eight looks good to me with these two horses.
One thing, though, the Washington Nationals are as hot as they get as they come.
True.
The Nationals have won 8 straight games, joining the 2004 Red Sox, 2005 White Sox, and 2014 Royals, the only clubs to win 8 straight games in the postseason. They're 9-1 in their last 10, the Nationals.
Woo-hoo.
Game Time Decisions continues. Bob Bano, next.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grit and you'll receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grit. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up a new account, and claim your free wager up to $500 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Thank you very much, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. As I'm seeing some television ratings here. It's pretty interesting stuff. I was wondering about that. I actually tweeted out earlier, I'm having a problem with the headset here. The batteries are going down. Yeah. I was expecting this to happen. And down goes Tyson. I should say the anniversary of Buster Douglas going down against Evander Holyfield. I saw a great line from what's the referees, Mills Lane, who said, I don't know if he could have gotten up, but he sure as hell didn't try to after Buster Douglas got knocked down by Evander Holyfield. It was right after he fought Tyson. He got $24 million for the fight against Holyfield. And we never saw Buster Douglas again. But Bob Bano steps up. What's up, Bano?
Hey, guys. What's up? How was ring night other night?
You're joining us via Skype.
Enjoy your return home. I am. I'm here. I'm home. I figured I'm here. Let's do Skype for a change. Nice. How was ring night the other night?
Was the bar being renovated or something, Bano? What's going on? Is the bar closed or is a fire there?
No, it's just I'm too damn lazy, and it's a little bit not great weather out there today. So I said, you know, fuck it. We're not going to go.
I'm having a little problems here, but did you just say, F it, we're not going to go?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
I think, yeah. Sorry, it's okay, but bad. Yeah, slip of the tongue.
What the hell's wrong with
I love Gabe. Gabe, slip I love this tongue. Guy. He's got the trophies, the magazines, but like a fern in the corner there, like the one plant that needs water.
Yeah, he does.
keeping it.
That's what happens. Babano. That's what happens, Babano. I know you're a little surly right now, buddy, because you're not drunk and you're not at the bar. Look, Cam. Yeah, he doesn't have. Look how big this ring is. I have it on the table. It's like a centerpiece. Hey,
it looks like, honestly, you know that show where they go digging for gold? It looks like one of the nuggets that the crane hits. Oh my God! Hey, we got that chick
in Alaska when they go down there.
Yeah, yeah. The gold.
I've never seen that chick have a good day once. She's like me at the book.
No. I know.
Like every day of the year, she's like, next year we're gonna get him. All right, we're gonna do the switch here. We'll switch headsets. But yeah, Babano, if you can't watch your language, buddy.
Yeah, you know, Babano. PG show. I'm good. How about I was Toronto? How was your return to Toronto? How was ring and banner night? Raptors got it done in overtime.
It was a good night. Good day. I guess he's changing the headpiece there, Babano. No, it was good. We missed you, Babano. You know, shout out to all the guys. I know it's hard for everybody to make it now. Hainser came by, Garner, some other guys. Kev came by, like a lot of guys. But it's hard for people to come from out of town, come to the bar. Morenci's going to the game. We didn't have tickets to the game. But in his defense there, I got to tell you, smart move. So you pay the money for the tickets. These replica rings, Babano, if you ever hit the Skid Row, they're going for, what, $150, $200 there. And Gabe was telling me some turkey even thought he can get $500 for the ring there. So at least if you're spending the money, you're getting more than a ripped up, soggy ticket in return. You're getting a ring.
Yeah, it's good. It's a replica ring. I know some people are just going to say, oh, it's not the real thing. It's not as authentic. But hey, you're getting something.
What do you mean, not the real thing?
It looks good.
Well, the real thing is $226,000.
I know, but still, there's going to be people. Yeah, but Gabe, you know the society today. They'll still find a way to complain about getting a replica ring, certain people.
No, this is the nicest replica ring ever done by any team, by far.
I agree. I think it looks phenomenal. I'd love to have one of them. I'd absolutely take one of them. I'm not going to pay these morons on eBay that are charging an arm and a leg for one, though.
Yeah, it was up to $500 the other day. It was coming down, though. It's like...
I bet you can get one, Gabe. I'm thinking a cool $100. Like somebody would get, I think, if push came to shove, $100. You give me a brown one, I'll give you the ring.
All right, here it is. Raptors replica ring, eBay. Let's check the. I'll tell you the price right now. All right.
You told me the one guy.
Someone selling this one right now. $129.
Yep.
$129. And it sort of seems to be the, let's see, the ballpark. Like some people are just greedy, right? All right, here's another guy, $100. Yeah, the market seems to be settling in around 100 to 125. Here's another guy, 114. U.S. dollars, we should note. All U.S. good funds. Point. See, here's one guy who wants $299 or best offer.
Whatever's lower than that, best offer.
It's like, dude, you're on a page for everyone else. Here's another guy, $99. $99. All right, here's one. This is a scam note. It even says $14.50. Replica ring. It's a picture of this one, and it's being sent from China.
Nah, it's not the same.
So,
lighter.
It's a replica of the replica. The Chinese are already on top of it.
Of course they are.
Or they probably made these and a couple of sort of fell off the truck in the factory. You never know.
Good point.
I just find it kind of crazy. How is the ring in China when the game was only a couple of days ago?
Yeah, they're on top of it, Gabe. They're ways to make money.
This freaking thing's going to get stuck on me one of these days, though. It's hard to get off.
Yeah, you got to put some vegetable oil on that thing. Keep grease her up.
Yeah. Yep. It is flashy as hell. People are really noticing it. I had it on at the book last night.
Oh, yeah. You're a target.
People were like, what the? Whoa. I was like, it was a replica. And they were like, yeah, it's still pretty nice. Like, they wanted to rob the replica even. Like, you know what I mean?
I know.
Like, I was telling them it's not real. It didn't matter. They were like, yeah, it was still. You know, even one of the guys worked there. I said, nah, it's not real. And he goes, still. You know, it's pretty nice.
I think it still looks amazing. I think it's still pretty cool when you can, you know, walk around and flaunt the thing on your finger and say, look at this, Raptors NBA championship ring, baby.
Yeah, but you can't wear it every day.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't walk around with this every day. Oh. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
You can wear it special occasions, though. You know, you wear it around once in a while.
You know what I was thinking? You know, I was going to wear it for big games. Big games, bust it out for the playoffs next year. You know what I mean? Yes. During the playoff games. Or just to remember, we're still the champs. You know what I'm saying?
when you go to the book and like you're feeling it and you're on a good run, like a heater, like it's the big bet ring. You know, you go up there with confidence, you know.
No, I gotta
glimmer,
tell you,
shines.
Look at this. Like it adds a lot of bling to me. Look, I got the blazer and now look at that. Pretty sharp.
Yeah. It's what I'm saying. It makes you look like you got more money than you do. Yeah,
no, exactly. Pretty sharp.
That's true, Cam. I'd be in the same boat. You dress me up in a blazer and a ring on my finger. I'm like, that doesn't.
You're dressed for success, Babano. You're gonna feel. If you look good, you're gonna feel good, right? And once it's like George Costanza with the cotton.
Excellent.
If you're comfortable, therefore you will play better.
Telling me, Morency, I've actually been exercising this week. I've been going around the track at a great pace, seeing the same people with their pooches and stuff, getting respect in the community. Yeah, my doctor told me, he goes, get off your ass. But it's been nice. I feel actually really refreshed, like a few miles around the track. Like, it's a game changer. I don't really have a good pace, but I'm telling you, it's life changing. I can actually breathe better.
Oh, you're looking really good, Cam. I saw you on the internet looking good. So I do want to note, though, that the team giveaways are getting better. I think the NBA is a little sensitive to this China stuff. So they're like, you know, we better be a little nicer than just a towel. Like the Brooklyn Nets tonight, it's Kyrie Irving jersey night.
Are you like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving, an official jersey. Not like, you know, the official replica jersey, but the one that's $120 like bucks. Yeah. Not the stitched one that's $350. Yeah. Not his, but you know what I'm saying? Like
painted on one.
Yeah.
Painted on one. It's $120 bucks.
It's $120. And you know what? It's 100. Yeah, you're right. It's 149 Canadian. I was at the game the other night. 149. Here it's 120. You're right. $120 bucks at Modell's. $120 jersey they're giving away to the first 10,000 fans tonight.
That's awesome.
It should be for everyone.
Yeah.
That was the cool thing about the ring. It was everyone. So you didn't have to wait in line and worry, oh, I got to get there early. Like, that's the thing. Everyone flew out of here. I got to get there. We got to get there. If we're going, we got to get the jersey. Right? Like, it's true. I'd be pissed if I showed up and everyone in the building got a free Kyrie jersey and you didn't. I'd be pissed. I'd be sour all night, Cam.
It was the funniest thing. My mom texted me. She's like, oh, I hope Gabe enjoyed his stay. Did he get the replica ring? Even my mom's talking about it, right? So people know the replica ring's a big deal.
Yeah. All right. So the question is, who's going to cover the number tonight with Brooklyn?
Question.
And Brooklyn and the Knicks. Although Babano's not an early season basketball better, although I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Actually.
But have you been pulling the trigger, Babano, so far?
You were 2-0 last night, right, Babano?
A little bit the first couple nights. A little win, some wins, some losses. I think, you know, we've won
better
some,
than
we've
I've
lost
done.
Some. Last night I did okay. I had the Bucks and the Clippers last night.
Good job.
Two TNT teams last night. I just thought Houston out of sync early in the season. I'm not looking to make a case for teams in game one, game two of the season when they've had changes, especially at the point guard position. Like when you're just bringing in a Russell Westbrook like that, you're not necessarily can expect things to just flow naturally and be executing at a really high level game one. And although they did start out the game strong, but give credit to Milwaukee. They had a tremendous second half to come back and win. And the Clippers, man, I don't know if it was more bad Golden State or good Clippers last night, but they're looking like the defensive team we thought they'd be, just be able to shut you down.
Yeah,
they look phenomenal so far. Golden State, I think it's too soon to push the panic button, but obviously Steph Curry's getting all the attention now with no Clay and no Durant anymore.
I hate to do this. There's no point of even playing the season. There's no point. It's over. Give the ring to Kawhi. He's the king. Screw LeBron. It's King Kawhi. And I'm just hoping somehow it could be the Raptors versus the Clippers, man. Like, you know, even if we go down, like, that's my new dream. It's like, I don't even care if we win. We got to get there and play this son of a bitch. But, dude, like, you know what? But, Benz, we'll continue on the other side. But Golden State aren't going to be bad this year. The Clippers are just that good. Kawhi Leonard's that good. You notice how everyone on the Clippers is 100 times better now. It was the same thing on the Raptors. Like, he makes people better. You can't mail it in when you play with this guy. Like, you're like, oh, my God. Like, I've got to work harder. The Clippers are going to win the championship.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Earlier in the day, FanDuel had a prop up. Will the Lakers make the playoffs? It was yes minus 700, no plus 500. Ooh. It's funny. The Lakers are the second choice to win the title, and they might not make the playoffs, actually. I think it could be that type of season for the Lakers. We're talking about the Clippers' dominance. And the Clippers just, you know, they're plus 350 to win the title. There's not a ton of value. So they played the Lakers and the Warriors so far, and they basically made LeBron James cry and quit the other night. And last night, Kawhi Leonard, and I brought this up yesterday, guys. If you're the Golden State Warriors, think about it. You close your arena with a loss to Kawhi and the Raptors just like ran through you, and you lost every game of the series at home. People like could bitch all they want about, this guy was hurting that guy. It's like, whatever. The Raptors won three times on Golden State's home court last year in the finals, guys. It's pretty insane. They were dominant on their home floor. And last night they open up a new building and there's Kawhi Leonard like killing them again.
Yep.
And it's amazing. San Francisco, you know, good luck with the Warriors. You're not getting the Warriors that were the Warriors. It's like, that's the way teams do this all the time. They get successful, they build a new arena, they raise ticket prices, and then the team sucks. But the Warriors won't suck. The Clippers are just that damn good. But before we get into the football, Babano, any basketball tonight for you since you're the king of the court here? What do you got tonight? Anything catch your eye?
Yeah, it's like Oakland got the starring cast of the big production, and San Francisco's been left with the B, the substitutes, the replacements.
San Francisco got the sequel.
It feels like, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like the good, they got Godfather 3.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. Kind of feels that way. I just said in the chat a minute ago. Yeah, I just said in the chat a minute ago. I like the cheap price here on Portland tonight. Rip City against Sacramento, a bounce back spot for Portland after losing to Denver the other night. No shame in that. Nuggets are a very good team in revenge mode too in that game for losing to Portland.
A little bit of shame. They kind of sucked. The Blazers. That was a bad performance by the Blazers. So a little bit of shame.
They were. Yeah, a little bit of shame. I think they bounced back tonight. There's nothing to like. You talk about shame. There was nothing to like about Luke Walton, Sacramento Kings the other night, getting run out by the Suns. Like, I know the Suns might be a little bit improved this year, but to get blown out like that by Sacramento is definitely a concern and a worry for me. A nice spot for Portland. I like them there. Let's see what else. I like Minnesota-Charlotte over. Minnesota's going to run and gun. Ryan Saunders, the son of the late Flip, has made no bones about it. They're trying to push pace as much as possible. They can light it up. Carl Anthony Towns was outstanding the other night in the win against Brooklyn. Wiggins even, as much as he gave you rip Wiggins, but he was actually decent the other night against Brooklyn. Played
we saw
well.
Sweat.
I think we see a lot of points in that game, Minnesota and Charlotte.
You're not going to try. Lake. If you're not going to try in the first game of the year, you're never going to try.
That's the thing. He had a couple beads rolling down there. That's the thing. We'll see midseason.
Let's give it a couple of games. But you're right. Give him credit. Listen, he's got talent. That's what's frustrating. He could be better than he is.
It sounds like sometimes he needs a fire under his ass or get motivation or something or a lack of interest at times even from Wiggins.
Plus, he hates his country.
Yep. But yeah, exactly. We know all about a lot of Canadians hate their country because that Canadian FIBA roster was a disgrace a month ago. But that's another story.
Right, so let's get into the
Utah
football.
Lakers.
Utah Lakers. I like Utah.
I do too. I'm going to take the points here. I know Lakers bounce back, but you know, you saw the Lakers team that was totally disjointed. Now, you could also say devil's advocate. Yeah, you played against the Clippers, and look what the Clippers did again last night against Golden State. But there's some issues. I mean, AD and LeBron you couldn't find them with a telescope on the court in the fourth quarter. Now, I know the Clippers and defensively were terrific against them, but that's a bad sign. I'll always be interested in Quinn Snyder and a defensive-minded Utah team that brings in Mike Conley. in the offseason. I think it's a better team overall. I'm always interested in them catching points as opposed to laying points. I would look to Utah as well.
Guys, it's unbelievable. Every time I hit refresh, the number's higher for the Houston Astros. It was 132, then 136, 138, 142.
150.
148 right now at FanDuel, Cam. Yeah, it's that Astro money. It's steaming right now. Steamed.
I'm going to be careful, Gabe. Remember, steam burns. You want to stay.
Ow.
Don't need blisters.
Ow.
I might. You know me. I'm a bear. I like it ice and cold. I want to catch some salmon in the stream. I don't like steam. I might take the Nationals there at a plus price and the under. Yeah. Under 8, baby.
Babano, what's your take on the World Series game tonight?
Yeah, I don't like Cam's take on the total in this game. This has been a high-scoring series from game one. I don't trust either of these two arms tonight. The totals have just been wrong, flat-out wrong from game one and game two. Yep. We're seeing these sevens, seven and a halfs, eights. They're too low. Washington's lineup is phenomenal. I have no doubt they'll crack Greinke a little bit. I don't trust Greinke here in this situation. He's had a very mediocre at best postseason. And I know Anibal Sanchez has been very good so far. You're not facing a Dodgers lineup that couldn't hit in the clutch worth a damn in the first series. You're not facing the Cardinals anymore. You're facing the Astros, a desperate team, but still a very good lineup. It hasn't shown yet so far. I think it shows tonight. I think Anibal Sanchez comes back down to earth a bit. So I like runs tonight. I'm staying off the side, but I like this game over the total.
All right. Babano is prepared to lose money on the over tonight.
Yeah, I like Babano's style, though. He doesn't always have to agree with us.
Exactly. But, we're
like
looking
to respect that.
We're looking for opinions. All right, Babano. Exactly. So what about the football tonight? Anything on the football? How long is it? The CFL season's too long, man, for the love of God.
Like, yeah, it's another game tonight. There's one more Winnipeg and Calgary.
When's the playoffs start? Next week?
Playoffs.
2 weeks. Two weeks away from the playoffs. Next week's the last regular season.
Oh, well, wake me up when the playoffs start, guys. Everyone's already clinched their spots. It's ridiculous.
I know. My Ticats, first place in the East 2 weeks ago. We're just playing for exercise now.
Oh, God. It's just annoying.
Yeah, they got to change. CFL's a good product, Gabe. Great point. They got to make, like, they can't be like, it needs to change. It's too long.
I would shorten the season to 14 games.
Yep. I agree.
I'd make it shorter.
Let it go. There's,
it's too long.
I agree.
We all love the, listen, I love the CFL, but it's too long. You guys start in June, man. It's going to be November. You're still playing regular season games. You know, half the league sucks and have like two wins. Everyone's been eliminated for 3 months. It's ridiculous. Like, it's just, it's too long. You know, and they're not going to shorten it because, you know, that's just not going to happen. But, all right, so any opinion on the college game tonight, Babano, or what do you think about the NFL this week or college this weekend? What do you like this weekend? Give us some winners.
Calgary and over and Saskatchewan and over in two of the four CFL games this weekend. Zach Collaros is back. He's starting for Winnipeg with Chris Streveler injured. So
what are they playing
but
for?
I don't know if he'll be – Calgary's trying to clinch first in the West. Winnipeg, I don't think they can clinch first in the West anymore, Gabe. They lost to Calgary last week. They're just playing to get the West semifinal home game, second place in the West at this point. But Calgary's a cheap enough price there, -3. I'd lean to them. And I think there'll be points because I think Collaros will have a little bit better passing attack and threat to throw the football than Streveler did. So I think we'll see points tonight there. USC Colorado, the over's been moved up too much for me to take it. I lean that way. Montez and the Colorado offense is pretty solid. I don't like their defense at all, though. I think USC will move the ball efficiently in that game. I can't trust Colorado because the last time they were in a home Friday night game, they got shut down by Oregon. So I'd lean a little to USC in the over, but not a strong opinion there. On the weekend games, NFL, we'll do NFL for Sunday. I like Tampa off the bye at Tennessee. A lot, actually. I think it's a good spot, a chance to, you know, get back on track. Tennessee has to run the football to be effective. Tampa Bay's been pretty good at stopping the run. They're less effective against the pass, and can Ryan Tannehill beat them through the air? I'm not so sure. So I like Tampa there. I definitely like Seattle against Atlanta, but unfortunately you're not getting as good a number now that it looks like Matt Ryan's not going to go. But Atlanta looks like a dead team right now. Dan Quinn's on his way out, so I'd still probably look at Seattle there. Oakland, Houston, over 51.5. a lot of points. I think Oakland's offense can still, I think, move the ball against Houston and put up points because Indy did last week. And I think Oakland's near the bottom of the NFL in sacks. That's not good going up against Deshaun Watson. You got to get a pass rush. Oakland doesn't have much of one. There should be a lot of points there. And I like another team in a good spot off a bye, Carolina, getting 6 against San Francisco. San Francisco's offense isn't right. They got the fullback, Juszczyk, hurt. They've got a couple of old linemen hurt. The 49ers offense, it's done enough to win games, but they're not lighting up the scoreboard. You've got this Carolina team that's played well with Allen there. They've won games. Off the bye week, I think it's a good situation for the Panthers there.
Bano with us. I like the Carolina Panthers getting the points in this spot as well. I got to respect San Francisco and this defense. I really do. But I think they're pretty evenly matched football teams, and I just think the spread's a little bit high. The original market agreed. It opened at 6, and it came down a bit here. Yeah, this is also a step up in class for Kyle Allen, guys, taking on this. The San Francisco defense is the real deal. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
No doubt.
Like I said, San Francisco really remind me a lot of the Buffalo Bills. They're very similar teams. You know, they both have spectacular defenses. San Francisco's actually
receiving threats.
Yeah, you know, but San Francisco's actually scoring more points than Buffalo. On the season, I'm surprised to see this, that San Francisco are actually scoring 26 points a game, guys. You know what their margin of victory is? Very impressive. 16 points a game. They're scoring 26.0 points a game and are only giving up 10.7. Very impressive. When they play at home, it's 27.5 to 11.5. Yeah, Carolina's been good on the road this year, scoring 27 points, giving up 15. Like I said, they're very, very evenly matched team. San Francisco's got the better defense, but I just think the point spread's too high, Cam.
It is. It's too many points. It's going to be interesting for Carolina, too. Kyle Allen, if he can go on the road and win this game, too, it's like signed, sealed, and delivered. The situation, he's making nothing. Cam Newton makes a lot. Obviously, you know, people just say you have to throw Newton back in, but you don't. They're a better team with Kyle Allen instead of Cam Newton. It's going to be very controversial there. He beat San Francisco outright in that game, guys. We got serious, serious problems and decisions to be made in Carolina. It would be a real statement win for the Panthers, and I think they can win outright. I'm taking the points as well.
I think there'll be points, and Tampa and Tennessee will be high-scoring, Babano. I think that game will go over the number. Now you've got Tannehill in here. You know, you saw the offense that he's able to throw the ball. Mariota can't throw the ball. Tannehill can at least throw the ball down the field. And Tannehill's only going to get better with each week now that, you know, he's going to be playing again right now. Tampa's secondary blows. There's going to be points. Plus, I think Tampa will be able to score a bit on Tennessee. I don't trust Tampa as much as you do, though, Babano. I think Tennessee are actually going to beat them. But I think the safer pick is over 45.5 in that game.
I think the first time they covered as a favorite all year this season was last week against the Chargers, and man, were they fortunate to hang on to that game. If not for fumble at the goal line from Melvin Gordon, it's a different story, and it would have been 0 for ATS this year for Tennessee laying points as a favorite. I don't trust them as a favorite. Tap off a bye with a competent coach in Arians. I think they can get it done.
Quickly, Babano, I know this is happening, Gabe. This hockey game goes off at 6:05 in Vegas. Weird start time. Do you like Colorado? I'm betting them at +155. What do you think?
I'm on them. Yeah, I know Mikko Rantanen's not playing. That's a big deal, no question. But they went back home to Denver after losing to St. Louis on Monday night. It's the end of a road trip, and it'll say it's their sixth road game in 11 days or whatever. Yep. But it's not the same bad travel spot. They went home to Denver, slept in their own beds for a couple nights, got some practice in before flying out to Vegas yesterday for this early game today. Vegas is coming back home off a road trip. I know Colorado without Rantanen, but you see it so many times in the NBA and NHL in particular. Teams step up the first game without a player, key player on the ice or on the court. I think Colorado could be that team. It's just too good of a price with the Colorado team that's played so well.
All right, good job, Abana. We'll speak to you on In-Game Live next week. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys, have a good weekend. Good luck.
You too.
Thanks for not dropping another F-bomb.
He came out of the gate hot.
Yeah.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Johnny Rose Beef says, good marketing by the Brooklyn Nets, giving away 10,000 jerseys.
Yep.
Knowing that there'll be a lot of Knick fans there, and the Knick fans will just give the jerseys away to family members who will actually wear them. And it's a good point, like, to get their sort of, it's free marketing, right? I mean, people will be walking around the streets wearing these jerseys after, and it sort of creates a buzz around Brooklyn, but... You know, we talked about it. You know, you look, Kyrie Irving went off for 50 points in the first game, man, and they lost the game, Cam. Right? Last year, they were a team. Last year, they were difficult to deal with because you never knew who was going to get the ball. You didn't know who was going to shoot. Each night, you know, it was just whoever was open. They really were a team. Now, already in the first game, they stood back and they watched Kyrie Irving bomb 33 shots. Joe Harris barely got the ball, couldn't get into a three-ball rhythm. Dinwiddie didn't get that many shots off. And we know, man, Kyrie Irving, he's not a bad guy. I'm not, you know, I don't dislike Kyrie Irving. He's not a bad dude or anything like that. He's actually a nice guy. He's nice to fans and stuff, Kyrie. He's flaky, but he's actually cool with people. But the thing is, dude, he's a ball hog who heaves up a million shots a game, bro.
Excellent point, and that's not going to get it done. Think about the nights that he goes cold, too, Gabe, right? And you have other guys on the team just sitting back. Okay, well, Kyrie's going to take this many volume shots. It's bad for business. You're right. You were there in the backyard. You went to the games. The reason why they worked is because they were a team unit, and everybody got touches, and that's how you build a team. And I don't like the changes for Brooklyn. You talked about it before. It might look good. Yeah, it's all flashy on the score sheet, but it's a team game. And in the end, if this guy's not on fire, they're going to lose a lot of games.
So they're laying 8 points now to the New York Knicks. The Knicks were competitive against San Antonio, but San Antonio went on that 18-0 run. The Knicks did still end up hanging on to the cover barely, but now they're playing back in their home city, albeit at Brooklyn. But I think you'll see tonight, even with Brooklyn's popularity, there's still going to be a lot of Knicks fans in the building, Cam. Still going to be a lot of Knicks, because it's cheaper to get into Brooklyn than it is in the Madison Square Garden. Although we checked, tickets are lower this year than they were last year for the Knicks, definitely. So it is starting to catch up to them a little bit. All right, well, are you betting? You're taking Colorado, Cam, at 6 here?
I am taking Colorado, yep, it's bet. Right,
Cam's on the abs. Game time decisions. Get on the grid.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.